Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson on the subject of biblical typology. This is lesson number 4. In this lesson, we're looking at Jonah and Solomon as types of Jesus Christ. And part of our objective is to affirm the principles that I have been setting out in the first 3 lessons on this subject of biblical typology. The text is from Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 39. Listen to the English Standard Version. "But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here.'" Now, back to verse 39 in Matthew chapter 12. Note that the Lord Jesus speaks of the sign of the prophet Jonah. The idea of a sign was an attesting miracle. The miracle would attest to, that is, validate the ministry of a prophet or someone sent from God. And in this case, the resurrection of Jonah was a sign validating the ministry of Jonah in the eyes of the people of Nineveh. This is the idea of a sign. And verse 40, "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." The Lord Jesus Christ, in a formal way, compares himself with the prophet Jonah. And he does so here by way of the use of a simile. "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." You will recall, if you've followed along with these lessons, that similes, parables, and types are in the same family. And often, types are designated in Scripture with the use of a simile. One of the things we're learning is that the Bible designates types. Types are not like leprechauns that we seek out and who are hiding under rocks. They're not mythical characters that are discovered in this way. The Bible designates types. And in this case, the Bible appears to be designating Jonah as a type of Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ establishes this fact himself. "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Commentator Hugh Martin, in his book on Jonah, indicates that Jonah is a type of Christ. And he says, first of all, in both cases there is a death and resurrection. And then he says a little bit later in the same paragraph, "It is very remarkable indeed that Jonah speaks of his burial in the very same terms in which Messiah speaks of his, hell and corruption. And so there's a likeness between the burial of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the burial of Jonah and the burial and the resurrection of Jonah. The two are placed together in a formal way. Verse 41, the men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. And, of course, the idea in this verse, verse 41, the men of Nineveh repenting at the preaching of Jonah, hearkens to the fact that when Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and the gospel is proclaimed, men and women ought to listen to him, that is, Jesus Christ, whether in person, as he, subsequent to his resurrection, appeared to many, or by the power of the Spirit as he preached through the apostles and those who followed the apostles. The sign of the Son of Man rising from the dead ought to call attention to the fact that Jesus Christ was a true prophet of God, and he ought to be one whom those who hear him pay proper respect and heed his words. This is the idea. And so there's a connection which is made between Jonah and Jesus, the Son of Man. And since parables and similes are in the same family as types, we have also learned that types are to be interpreted in the same way as parables. That is, we are to find the central comparison being laid out by Scripture in the biblical type. And in this case, the Lord Jesus tells us and explains to us what the central comparison is. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Jonah, a sign to the Ninevites that he was a prophet sent by God. The people in Nineveh, in turn, took heed to the warnings of Jonah. And, as I say, in a similar way, grasp the idea of the simile, the formal comparison. In a similar way, men and women ought to pay heed to Jesus Christ, affirmed to be the prophet of God by the resurrection of the dead, and thus we ought to heed his word. Now, let's look at the points I have on the board here. Of course, we're looking at the example of Jonah as a type of Jesus Christ. Types always point forward, and as Jonah, as in the case of Jonah, Jonah pointed forward to Jesus Christ. Types are always persons, offices, institutions, or events. And in this case, we have persons, the person of Jonah and the person of Jesus Christ. In this way, types are also prophetic. That is, when Jonah comes on the scene as a type of Jesus Christ, having been buried, as it were, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, Jonah having come on the scene, Jesus Christ is guaranteed to come on the scene by the introduction of the type. Types are prophetic. And so Jesus Christ was buried 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and then came forth to appear to many to proclaim the gospel to which you and I are bound to take heed. Types, therefore, foreshadow, they look forward to and foreshadow Christ or certain things in the gospel age. And in this case, the type of Jonah foreshadows the burial and resurrection and the proclamation of the gospel through Jesus Christ. And as we've already said, types are in the same family as parables and similes. Types are formal comparisons which are often introduced in the Bible by way of the use of similes, and they're interpreted in a similar way as parables. That is, again, we take the central point of the type, and we understand the central point that type is seeking to make. We don't go down all the little paths that might be possibly indicated or implied in the type, as we don't go down all the little paths that are implied in a parable. If we do so, we run amok in our interpretation. And then finally, the antitype, that is, the answer to the type, is always greater than the type itself. In this case, we have Jesus, who is obviously greater than Jonah. In the case of Moses, who is a type of Christ, the Bible announces that Moses is a type of Christ. God specifically says to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 15 and in verse 18, I will raise up from among you a prophet like Moses. And so this prophet like Moses, who is Jesus Christ, is affirmed in the New Testament to be, in fact, Jesus Christ. And the prophet Moses is introduced by way of simile, and Jesus Christ Moses is introduced as a type of Jesus Christ by way of simile, and the answer to the type, or the antitype, who is Jesus Christ, is always greater than the type itself. And so we have it. And David is a type of Christ as a king. Here is not only a person, but an office. And Jesus Christ, the antitype, is obviously greater than King David. And so we have these principles affirmed in our text. And one way that this last point is affirmed is by Jesus Christ himself, by saying something greater than Jonah is here. Now let's look at the next verse having to do with Solomon. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Again, a formal comparison is established by Jesus Christ between Solomon the king, who was of great wisdom, and himself, Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. And so this formal comparison is established. And I think in context here, since the formal comparison is established by way of simile with Jonah and Jesus Christ, and our Lord places Solomon in this same context using the same language, that a greater than Solomon is here, just as he said, a greater than Jonah is here, that Jesus Christ is establishing Solomon as a type of Jesus Christ, or as a type of himself. And the thread between the type and the antitype is the idea of wisdom, which is given in the text. Wisdom, the one the king of profound insight is likened to Jesus Christ, the greater, who is in the New Testament said to be the wisdom of God. And so we have these same principles here. The type points forward. The type is prophetic. That is, when Solomon comes on the scene and is a great king of unusual and profound wisdom, the arrival of Jesus Christ on the scene as the wisdom of God is guaranteed. The type is prophetic. And the types, of course, foreshadow Jesus Christ. And Solomon foreshadows Jesus Christ. The types are in the family of the parables and similes. And as we've said, it's this thread of wisdom that connects the type and the antitype. The antitype in this case is Jesus Christ, and the type is Solomon, and the antitype, or Jesus Christ, is of course greater than Solomon. This is always the case. In our next lesson, I want to give to you the example of David and show how the Bible designates David, the king of Israel, as a type of Jesus Christ, who is also king and Lord of his people, and a prophet like David. And so we'll take a look at this in our next lesson. Thanks for listening.